الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Method of Fatiha Those whose parents or any one of them has passed away should not be heedless of them. They should visit their parents' grave and keep making ithali thawab. Here are five blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in this regard. Number 1. Sawab of an accepted Hajj. Anyone visiting the graves of one or of both of his parents with the intention of sawab, i.e. reward, will earn the sawab of an accepted Hajj, and the one visiting their graves in abundance, angels will come to visit his grave when he dies. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 2. Reward of 10 Hajj. The one who performs Hajj on behalf of his father or mother, Hajj would get offered on their behalf and he himself will gain sawab of 10 Hajj. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever someone gets the privilege of performing Nafal Hajj, he should make the intention of performing it on behalf of his deceased parents so that they would also gain the sawab of Hajj. The one doing so will get sawab of 10 Hajj. If either of the parents passed away without performing Hajj, despite it being farz, one should get the privilege of performing Hajj-e-Badal on behalf of his deceased parents. Details of Hajj-e-Badal can be found in the book Rafiqul Haramain. Number 3. Charity on behalf of parents. Whenever anyone of you donates nafal charity, he should do so on behalf of his parents so that they would also gain its sawab without any reduction in the sawab of the donor. Number 4. A cause of reduction in sustenance. When a person abandons making supplication for his parents, his sustenance is cut off. Number 5. Excellence of visiting graves on Friday. The one who visits the grave of either of or both of his parents on Friday and recites Surah Yasin over there will be forgiven. Dear Islamic brothers, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is enormous. The portals of His mercy and bounties are open even for the Muslims who have passed away. Here is a narration about the immense mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Listen and rejoice. Shrouds torn off. Hazrat Sayyiduna Armiya alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, once passed by the graves of some people who were being tormented. A year later, when he passed by the same graves again, he noticed that there was no punishment. He implored in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, previously they were being punished, but now their punishment has come to an end. What is the reason? A voice said, O Armiya, their shrouds tore to pieces, their hair fell out and their graves were obliterated. So I had mercy on them, and I have mercy on such people. Listen to the excellence of conveying thawab and rejoice. The blessings of dua, i.e. supplication. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, My ummah will enter the grave with their sins, but it will come out of graves without sins, as their sins are forgiven by virtue of the supplications of the Muslims. Waiting for ithali thawab. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, The state of a deceased person in his grave is like that of a drowning man. He waits anxiously for supplication from his father, mother, brother or friend. When anyone's supplication reaches him, he finds it better than the world and whatever is in it. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows the sawab gifted by alive relatives upon the deceased like mountains. The gift of the alive to the dead is to say prayer of forgiveness for them. Excellence of supplicating for forgiveness. Anyone who makes the supplication of forgiveness for all the Muslim men and women, Allah Azza wa Jalla writes a good deed for him in return for each and every Muslim men and women. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. An easy way to earn billions of good deeds. Dear Islamic brothers, with delight, we have got an easy way of earning millions and billions of good deeds. Obviously, there are millions of Muslims in the world at the moment, and billions of Muslims have passed away. Therefore, if we make supplication of forgiveness for the whole Ummah, we will attain the treasure of billions of good deeds. I have written below a supplication for myself as well as for all the Muslim men and women. Recite it with Darood Sharif once before and after the supplication. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we will get hordes of good deeds. Allahumma ighfir li wa li kulli mu'minin wa mu'mina. Translation: Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive me and every Muslim man and woman. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Recite the foregoing supplication in Arabic or English or in both languages right now, and if possible, make it your habit to recite it after the 5 daily salah. Be sabab bakhsh de na pooch amal, naam ghaffar hai tera ya rab azza wa jal. Forgive us without holding us accountable. Your name is Ghaffar, Ya Rab Azza wa Jal. Refulgent attire. Once a saint saw his deceased brother in a dream and asked, "Does the supplication of the living people reach you, i.e. the dead?" He replied, "Yes, by Allah Azza wa Jalla. The supplication comes to us in the form of refulgent attire that we wear. Refulgent tray. When anyone sends the sawab of good deeds to a deceased person, Jibreel alayhi salam places the sawab in a refulgent tray and stands with it near the grave and says, "O dweller of this grave, your kin has sent a gift, receive it." On hearing this, he becomes happy, whereas his neighbors, i.e. the deceased of his neighboring graves, feel grieved on their deprivation. Qabr mein aah gup andhera hai, fazl se kar de chandna ya rab azza wa jalla. Ah, there is dark darkness in the grave, brighten it with your bounty ya rab. Sawab equal to the number of deceased. The one who recites Surah Ikhlas 11 times in a graveyard and sends its sawab to the dead, he will get the recompense equal to the number of all the dead, i.e. buried in the graveyard. Deceased intercede. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who passes by a cemetery and recites Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas and Surah Takasur over there and then makes the supplication, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, send the sawab of whatever Quran I have recited to Muslim men and women, so those buried in the cemetery will intercede for him on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sawab of Surah Ikhlas. Hazrat Sayyiduna Hamad Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that one night he went to the graveyard of Makkatul Mukarrama, where he fell asleep. In the state of dream, he saw that the deceased buried in the graves were standing in groups. Seeing them, he asked as to whether the day of judgment had taken place. They replied, "No." The thing is, a Muslim brother recited Surah Ikhlas and sent us its sawab, which we have been distributing among ourselves for a year. A well for Umme Saad radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Sayyidina Saad bin Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my mother has passed away. I want to give some sadaqah, i.e. charity on behalf of her. Which sadaqah would be the best for her? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, water. So Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu got a well dug and said, this is for Sa'ad's mother. Dear Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu declared that the well was dug for Sa'ad's mother, which meant that the digging of well was aimed at donating sawab to the mother of Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The foregoing narration also made it clear that there is no harm for the Muslims in relating a goat or cow etc. to saints by saying sentences like, this is the goat of Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as it also means that the sacrifice of this goat is aimed at just donating its sawab to Sayyiduna Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Normally people also relate sacrificial animals to each other. For example, if you ask a person who is wandering along with his sacrificial a cow as to whose the cow is, he will reply, mine. And it is not considered objectionable either. Therefore, if there is no objection to saying such sentences, no objection can be raised to saying this is the goat of Ghawse Pak as well. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the real owner of each and everything. Moreover, whether it is a sacrificial cow or the goat of Ghawse Pak, the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned at the time of slaughter of each sacrificial animal. May Allah Azza wa Jalla remove satanic whispers. Ameen bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. 17 Madni pearls of donating sawab, I reward. Number 1. One may make the isari sawab of each and every deed, such as farz, wajib, sunnah, nafal, salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, delivering a speech or dars, travelling with a Madni qafila, acting upon Madni in'amat, call towards righteousness, studying a religious book, or making individual effort, etc. Number 2. Holding gathering for the recitation of the Holy Quran and serving meal to participants on the 3rd, 10th and 40th day of someone's death, or solemnizing his death anniversary, are all commendable deeds, as these are also the means of Isale Thawab. By Sharia, the absence of the proof of impermissibility about holding such rites is itself a proof of permissibility. Moreover, living people make supplication for the deceased is proven by the Holy Quran, and the whole concept of Isale Thawab is based on this Quranic proof. Therefore, verse 10 of Surah Hashr, part 28 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And those who came after them submit, O our Rabb, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in the faith. Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. Number 3. The expenses for the meals served on Soyam, i.e. the third day of the demise, death anniversary, etc., can be paid from the bequest of the deceased, provided all the inheritors are adult and they all give consent, either if even a single hair is not an adult, it is extremely haram to do so. However, an adult inheritor can arrange for the meals from his own share. Number 4. If the family of the deceased cook food on the Soyam, only the faqirs, either destitute people, may eat from it. The rich should not. Number 5. Isal-e Thawab may be made even to a days old deceased baby. Soyam, etc., may also be held. Number 6. Thawab may also be offered to the living Muslims and even to those who have not yet been born. Number 7. Thawab may be donated to Muslim jinns as well. Number 8. Solemnizing Giyarmi Sharif, Rajab Sharif, the death anniversary of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the 22nd of Rajab, etc., is permissible. It is not necessary to serve pudding in a kunda, an earthenware pot used to serve only. It may be served in other plates, etc. as well. It may also be brought out of the house. Number 9. The meal served for sending sawab to the saints is called nazar or niyaz in Urdu. This niyaz meal is tabarruk, i.e. sacred, and may be consumed by the rich as well as the poor. Number 10. Serving the meal of Isale Sawab to guests is not a condition. If the family members eat it themselves, there is no harm in doing so. Number 11. If one makes the intention of sending Sawab to saints for the meal he eats each time, it would be wonderful. For example, at the time of breakfast, he may intend, may the sawab of this breakfast reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam as well as all the other prophets alayhimus salam through him. Similarly, at the time of lunch, he can make intention, may the sawab of this meal that I have eaten or will eat reach Sayyiduna Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well as all the other saints alayhim ar-ridwan. Likewise, at the time of dinner, he may intend, may the sawab of this meal that I am about to eat reach Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as well as all the other Muslim men and women. Number 12. Whether sawab is donated before the meal or after the meal, it is correct in both ways. Number 13. If possible, reserve 1% of money of your total daily sale rather than daily profit for the niyaz of Ghawth-e-Azam. The employees should save at least 3% of their monthly salary with the same intention. Either distribute religious books or spend this money on any virtuous act. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will see its blessings for yourself. Number 14. Dastane Ajib. Shehzade ka sar, 10 bibiyon ki kahani, and janab sayyida ki kahani, etc., are all fabricated and false tales. Never read them. A pamphlet entitled Wasiyat Nama, i.e. Will, consisting of the dream of a man called Sheikh Ahmad, is distributed. It is also false. This pamphlet mentions the benefits of getting it photocopied and distributed in a particular quantity and harms otherwise. Do not believe it at all. Number 15. Even if sawab is donated to innumerable Muslims, it is hoped by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla that complete sawab will be given to each of them. It is not so that sawab will be divided amongst them. Number 16. The sawab of the one donating sawab is not reduced at all. Rather, it is hoped that he would get sawab equal to the total amount of sawab he donated to each and every person. For example, someone performed an act of piety for which he was given the sawab of 10 good deeds, which he donated to 10 other deceased Muslims. Now each of the deceased would get 10 good deeds and the sender of sawab would get 110. If he donated sawab to 1,000 deceased, he would get 10,010 and so forth. Number 17. Isale sawab may be made to the Muslims only. Making isale sawab to a disbeliever or an apostate, i.e. a murtad, or calling them marhum is kufr, i.e. blasphemy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The method of isale thawab. The intention of heart is sufficient for the donation of sawab. For instance, if you give a rupee as charity or recite the Durood Sharif once or tell someone a sunnah or carry out a call towards righteousness or deliver a sunnah inspiring speech or perform any other good deed, you should make the intention in your heart like this: may the sawab of the sunnah that I have just told reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sawab will reach him. Further sawab will also reach to all of such people for whom intention was made. In addition to the presence of intention in the heart, utterance of verbal intention is a sunnah of the Blessed Companions alayhimur ridwan, as mentioned in the hadith which describes that Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a well dug and then said, "This is for Sa'ad's mother." The traditional method of isale sawab. The Muslims' traditional method of donating sawab, especially for serving meal, is very nice. The method is as follows. Put in front all such meals or a little portion from each item along with a glass of water whose sawab is to be donated. Then reciting, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, recite Suratul Kafirun once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, wa la antum a'abidun ma a'bud, wa la ana a'abidun ma a'abadtum, wa la antum a'abidun ma a'bud, lakum deenukum waliyadeen. Recite Suratul Ikhlas 3 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Recite Suratul Falaq once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, min sharri ma khalaq, wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri nafathati fil uqad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Recite Suratul Nas once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, min al jinnati wan nas. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Recite the following once. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون Then recite the following five verses. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Now recite the رود صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Now raising hands, the reciter of Fatiha should loudly say Al-Fatiha. All the attendees should recite Surah Fatiha in low voice. Then the reciter should make the following announcement. Dear Islamic brothers, donate me the sawab of whatever you have recited. All the attendees should say, we have donated it to you. Now the reciter may make isale sawab. Before mentioning the wording for donating sawab, I would mention the surah etc. that Imam Ahle Sunnah Ala Hazrat Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Alay Rahmatul Rahman used to recite before Fatiha. Method of Fatiha of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay. Once, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Once, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه
يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
Three times, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Method of supplication for donating sawab. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, bless us with the sawab of whatever has been recited. If food etc. is present, then also say, and the sawab of the food that has been prepared, and whatever other deeds we have performed to date. Not according to our faulty worships, but according to your immense mercy. And send its sawab on behalf of us to the court of your beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam through your beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Send its sawab to all the other prophets alayhi salam, all the blessed companions alayhi murridwan, and all the noble saints rahmahumullah ta'ala. Through your beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, send its sawab to every Muslim, human and jinn, born from the age of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to date, as well as all those who will be born till the day of judgment. During this, mention the names of the saints to whom sawab has to be specially donated. Likewise, donate sawab to your parents, relatives and murshid, i.e. spiritual guide. The deceased whose names are mentioned during the supplication, get pleased by it. Then finish the supplication as usual. If a little amount of food items and water was placed in front, mix them into the other food and water. Beware, whenever niyaz or any other type of ceremony is held at your home and at the time of congregational salah approaches during the ceremony, take all the guests to the masjid for salah with jamaat, making individual effort, provided there is no shari prohibition. Ceremonies should be scheduled at such a time that the time of salah does not fall within the scheduled program, so that the participants would not miss jamaat due to laziness. There will probably be no difficulty in offering salah with jamaat if lunch is served immediately after Zuhr salah or dinner is served after Isha salah. Even then, if the time of salah approaches, the host, the cook, the guests, and those involved in serving the food should all offer salah with jamaat. Missing the jamaat of salah just for niyaz of saints is a grave blunder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Method of visiting the shrines. One should pay visit in the court of the saints from the direction of their feet, as in case of coming from their rear side, they would have to bother to look back, i.e. turning their head. Hence, one should present himself at the shrines of the saints from the direction of the feet of the saint, facing the face of the saint and making his back face the Qibla. Thereafter, he should stand at a distance of at least 2 yards and say salam in the following words: Assalamu alayka ya waliyallah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then recite Surah Fatiha once and Surah Ikhlas 11 times with Darood once before and after. Now raise your hands and make ithali sawab as per the foregoing method. Mention the name of the saint as well whilst making ithali sawab. Then make supplication. It is stated in the book Ahsanul Wiya that prayers, i.e. supplication, are answered in the proximity of the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
ilahi azza wa jalla wasita kul awliya ka mera har ek pura mudda ho ya allah azza wa jalla may each and every desire of mine be fulfilled for the sake of all of your beloveds sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad recovery from cancer alhamdulillah azza wa jalla Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam have greatly blessed Dawat-e-Islami. Many patients suffering from such deadly diseases declared incurable by doctors have found the cure for their lethal diseases in the Madni Qafilas. According to the statement made by an Islamic brother of Maripur, Babul Madina Karachi, an Islamic brother living at Hawke's Bay, Babul Madina Karachi, had cancer. He travelled with the Madini Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami, the international non-political religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah, in the company of the Prophet's devotees. During the journey, he looked quite sad and disappointed. The participants of the Qafila reassured him and made supplications for him. One morning, while he was sitting, all of a sudden he vomited a piece of flesh. He felt greatly relieved after the vomiting. Having returned from the Madni Qafila, he went to see a doctor and had his tests done again. He was shocked to see the results, which indicated that he was no longer suffering from cancer. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. He regained his health. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The blossoming of sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are extensively learned and taught in the congenial Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madni request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima, commencing every Thursday in your city. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madni Qafila with the devotees of the Holy Prophet in order to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madni Inamat booklet, practicing Fikre Madina, i.e. Madni contemplation, and submit it to your a relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality. By the blessing of this, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith and adopt the sunnahs and be averse to sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani Inamat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.